just want to take a moment and just soak this in. I mean, think about the fact that in this room, there are thousands of people who are spending their Christmas break and spending their money trying to figure out how to give their life away. That's an amazing thing. And that's a huge, huge thought. I was back there just trying to remember where I was when I was 18, 19, when I was those early years of college, just trying to figure out, God, where are you sending me? What do you want me to do? And there was so much of me that was afraid of that question. There was so much of me that was afraid of the authority of Jesus Christ. When I think back to my life right now, you know, I'm at this age where I'm almost 50 and I'm looking back and going, gosh, what would I do if I could relive my life? Been asking myself that the last few weeks. What would I do differently if I could go back to where some of you were at? And there's so many things I'm uncertain about, but one thing I'm sure of is like I would have had a greater focus on getting to unreached people. Like somehow, if I could relive my life, I would devote so much more of it to getting this good news, this message to people who've never heard about Jesus Christ. I just see that throughout the gospel. And honestly, I feel like in some ways, I've spent far too much time speaking to people who've already heard the gospel thousands of times. And just trying to be more creative and hit that same few million people over and over again and trying to get that message to them. And man, I'm praying for you. I'm praying because there's such a pull here to live a comfortable life, to make a name for yourself. And it's so easy to forget about all those people who have never heard the gospel of Jesus. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I got so fired up about this and said, yeah, I can't go back. But what am I going to do with the remainder of my life? And I told my team, I go, you know what? This next year, 2016, don't take any more speaking requests. I want to devote myself the rest of whatever time isn't booked up already. I have to use it to get the gospel to people who've never heard before. I don't want to just entertain Christians.